Now, more of The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.
Okay, we are back. My guest this morning is the president of OwnYourMoney.com, Belinda Fuchs. We're talking about time management today. Give us a call at 877-NEW-1060 with your questions. Let's go to the phones right now. Alex from Brookline, you're on The Financial Consultants.
Alex, you there?
Hello? Hello? Alex.
Oh, there we go.
We can hear you now.
Yes, can I take a shot at that trivia question?
Sure. How many seats are there on the Green Monster at Fenway?
I believe it's close to 3,000.
This is... No.
Just on the Monster itself, no, so it's a little
just the Green Monster. No, they don't have 10% of all the seats at Fenway on the Green Monster. I'm sorry, Alex. Do you have any questions for us while you're here?
No, that would be it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
You
take care.
You are welcome. All right.
Actually, there's 1,000 if you've had too many beers and you're looking double.
Or more.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah. All right, 877-639-1060. Tell us how many seats there are in the Green Monster at Fenway, and you will be going to King Richard's Fair, or else you can go to the Lowell Spinners on August 29th, where you can see the movies at Regal Cinemas, The Ugly Truth or The Time Traveler's Wife. Those are your selections, 877-639-1060. Also use that to call with any time management questions for our expert, Belinda Fuchs. And Belinda, you're giving us tips today on time management, so please continue with those.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. So, as a continuation, it's important that you value your time. It's really a precious commodity and one of the most precious that you have. And it's important to be looking at what's really urgent, what's important for me to be dealing with. And it's interesting because oftentimes people have trouble with that difference between urgent and important. Stephen Covey talked about it in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And it's important that we recognize that there's a difference, because urgent is often what's in front of us, what's pulling at us, what are the bright, shiny objects that we feel like we need to be dealing with on a short-term basis, but really there are more important things that you can be doing. So there's something called the Pareto Principle, or the 80-20 rule most people have likely heard of, and what that basically means is that 80% of the consequences flow from 20% of the causes. So, and which also means that 20% is, I don't know, shorthand basically, is that 20% of what you do yields 80% of your results. And so what I want you to do is to think about this question for yourself. If you had only one day to get all of your work done in a given week, what would you do? So normally you give yourself 5 days, 6 days, but I'm saying if you only had one day next week to get your work done, what are the things that you would do? And I think what you would recognize is that the things that you choose to do are actually your higher payoff activities. So you're going to dismiss some of the things that you spend time on that don't actually yield the results that you're looking for. And another great resource for you is The 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferriss. And he talks some about the Pareto Principle. He also talks about a topic that I think is very important to take note of for yourself, and that's email distractions. He talks about that in Chapter 7. And I think email ends up being a time drain for so many people, because we spend pretty much our whole day on email and then we're not able to focus and really block out the time, like I just mentioned, because we're constantly responding to emails, constantly reading emails, and it's like the back and forth is taking us from doing any other blocked activities. So,
by the way, I have a recommendation for some people with BlackBerries, and I had a client in here the other day, and every 2 seconds his BlackBerry was making music.
Oh, my gosh.
And every time he had an email come in, the sound was going off.
Right.
And I said, you can actually set the phone so it only rings when you get a real phone call and the emails are silent. And he said,
that's such a great example. Well, there's two things that highlights. I think the one is how it likely makes your meeting take that much longer when this person is fielding phone calls even, or fielding emails during your meeting. You know, multitasking doesn't really work. It's a big fallacy. We can't actually do all these different things at the same time nearly as effective as we can if we just let ourselves do one thing at a time. And so not only can that person shut off the alerts, right, which are so important on your computer, you can shut off those alerts. I have no idea how people work when they have Outlook ringing at them like every 2 minutes with a new email, because it's constantly just a little tease to say, come and look at me. You know, stop what you're doing and come and look at this new email, which becomes more urgent than important. And likely what you're doing could be more important than what that new email is saying. And so there's 2 points that that example brings up is, one, shut off your alerts, and two, maybe even shut off your phone if you're in a meeting that requires focus. Because it's, I have to think that it's stopping the level of progress. So turning off the alert is definitely one. And then the other thing that's helpful is to set some time aside during your day to check email. So instead of being on it 10 hours a day, Timothy suggests twice a day at noon and four. And then if it's urgent and it's not around those windows when you're telling people that you're going to be online, then they can call you. You know,
well,
you
I don't think
even have a separate phone.
If you have something that's urgent, you're going to pick up the phone and call. You're not going to send an email because you right. never know if somebody's going to get an email or not.
In general, I would agree with that. I think that at times I've seen people get lax and it's just they somehow think it's easier. I think in general, if you have something, I totally agree with what you're saying. If you have something that is urgent and needs to be dealt with, why take the 10 minutes, 20 minutes to type out a whole email on it? You pick up the phone and you deal with it right then. And then it gets resolved right then. Because the other thing is that when you don't do that, it can stretch it out beyond it too. So anyway, that's another key thing to be thinking about. And it's important to be able to say no sometimes and to recognize that this was huge, that you're not actually going to be able to get everything done. And that it's so important to be able to prioritize and to decide what are the most important things to get done, and then chunk those things down, break them down into bite-sized pieces so that you can maybe not cover this huge task, which then forces you into more overwhelm oftentimes, but that you're able to break it down into manageable action steps. This is at the core of everything that I do with my clients, and then schedule in those action steps into your calendar. So that instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to, I don't know, give me a big task. I'm going to work on a newsletter, say. A lot of my clients will have email newsletters. So, you know, the newsletter includes an intro note. It includes an article. I'm thinking of mine. It includes a tip, you know, all these different things. And so I'll put into my calendar, write this article during this time slot. The next one, maybe write this tip. The next one, maybe write the intro letter, so that it's being broken down into pieces that then I can estimate my time better for those pieces, and I can make sure that I'm actually getting the things done. So that's just a handful of them. What I'm happy to do for your listeners, and I've done this before, is to offer a 30-minute consultation with me. And I'll help you look at your time management. I'll help you look at how do we increase the profitability of your business in this 30-minute consult. And this is really all about you. This is how can you become more effective and efficient in the world. So give us a call directly in the office. It's probably the best thing at 617-268-0600. That's 268-0600. Or just email us. It's an easy email to remember. It's info@ownyourmoney.com. And also check out that free resource that I suggested at ownyourmoney.com/gift, gift.html. I recorded something special that lists the 3 costly habits that I see most people suffering from. Time management would definitely be there if I went on to 4 and 5, but the 3 affects people's own personal finance. And so call us for your consultation and be sure to grab that free resource for yourself.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Thank you.
Belinda. Oh, wow. Time's over. Okay.
Yes. Great timing there.
There we go.
The president of OwnYourMoney.com has been
Thank
with
you.
Us this morning, Belinda Fuchs. This is Ron Birnbaum. Have a great day, everybody.
The preceding program was wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants, which is responsible for its content.